Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here.
Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, and welcome to your drive time home, and you want some Hollywood connections and some great advice? Well, I am your concierge in entertainment, as we have a lot of celebrities, a lot of producers, a lot of agents, a lot of casting directors, and a lot of talent. So in the meantime, I'm going to pop in, and actually my producer here is going to play some of my commercials and what we're looking for talent coming up on Hollywood Connections. We're very excited. We're going to be holding open audition calls here, and you can perform live on the air. So we're excited to have you join me. Don't turn that channel, because we'll be right back with some of our sponsors.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TVSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Have you or a friend ever dreamed of learning to fight with a lightsaber like your favorite Star Wars character? Toy lightsabers keep breaking? Then come out to Largo Park and join Pinellas Saber Corp for teaching sessions Friday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you can learn to fight with lightsabers that are made to fight with. These things are no joke. Made from polycarbonate tubing and aircraft-grade aluminum, these things can really take a beating. Pinellas Saber Corp welcomes members from ages 10 and up. Teaching sessions will be $20 for 2 hours for a limited time only. We'll teach your kids how to spar safely and with skill like their favorite Jedi or Sith. Contact us for more information at PinellasSaberCorp@gmail.com or check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/PinellasSaberCorp.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, and I am putting together a contest called Hollywood Star. Do you want to be the next Hollywood star? Do you model, act? Do you sing? Well, call this number, 727-871-7788, for your application registration. We will have you live on the air. You'll get the live video stream, as well as Facebook and podcast. And you can be connected to agents, producers, casting directors, and we have a SAG agent under our show. So don't delay. Call now, 727-871-7788. I'll see you on the air.
Are you a local business from the Sunshine Skyway to the Bayside Bridge and all points west to the Gulf of Mexico? Do you have a Facebook page? Well, do I have great news for you. For less than 55 cents a day, you can reach over 60,000 members through the I Love St. Pete Key Tag program. Please visit them at stpetekeytag.com for more info. You will be glad you did.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
And we're back. And I also want to shout out to you're getting your taxes done this year. Of course, I want to tell you, I went to a couple places a couple years ago, and I was very disappointed. I went to a dear friend of ours, Madison Tax Service on Waters, and they have another office as well, Daryl Madison with Madison Tax Service, the best. We'll take care of you, and I'm so happy. This is our fifth year back now. Also, we were talking about the lightsabers. That's what we call them, I think, Tommy, lightsabers, I guess. My grandson loves this place. And it is in Largo Park, and they have, you know, the Star Wars, where you can, they teach you how to, you know, do the Star Wars thing. So if you're looking for some fun and some entertainment and you, with your family, please check that out on Friday nights. And I think it's only $20 for you to join as well, which is super phenomenal. The other thing too is coming up. I am looking for beauty queen reporters. Of course, this is a new year and it's a new start, and we have reporters of all ages. Let me kind of give you a little rundown. Lisa, my co-host, is on her way. She's our Miss Latina International, and she's got some exciting news to tell you and some amazing guests calling in, as I have one calling in that I met over the weekend. And then we also have Mary Lynn Agato. She was one of my top reporters, and she was National American Miss for Florida. And she started with me way back in the days. Now she has her own tween talk show that's coming here, and she's already had her first show in February. We have two other beauty queen reporters, and one's from Sacramento and Hollywood, Florida. And then we have, oh my gosh, the list goes on and on. There's Renee Leon. She's a beauty queen reporter. We have Carrie K. Davis. And all of these ladies have an opportunity to do their own half-hour show segment, since I've helped and trained them. To give you an idea, you know, from my years of broadcast and journalism, a long time, I have helped a lot of people get connected in show business. Now, here's the thing. I open the door of opportunity for you, and it's up to you and your talent. Now, there are a couple agents that I do work with, and we're so excited. You probably saw Tanya Lee Davis. She was just on Bay 9 News. She was an everyday hero, and she's also a TikTok star as well. And she also got her commercial for Golden Diamond Stores. So who could be next? So you never know the opportunity. And if you're saying to yourself while you're driving, well, Dawn, you know what? I gave up that career. I have kids. There is no age limit. David Vogel, a dear friend of mine that is probably watching right now on Facebook, he is in his 70s and he is doing commercials every single week. The guy's busy as can be. And there's always an opportunity and a door opening for you. And that's what this show segment's about, to help you get connected. So if you want to get connected, check out my Facebook under Dawn Reese. I'm on TikTok under Dawn Reese Show. Thank you everybody for watching on TikTok as well. And you know, there's so many things, like if you want to get in the business of show business. There's a company called FrontRunnerCasting.com. They're phenomenal for extra work. So if you just want to do extra work, you want to do background, they can send you an email. And when they send you an email, they'll say, are you available for this date? And then you send some information back. And there, you never know. You could be on a Disney set. You could be doing tons of commercials in Orlando, and they do movies as well. So that kind of little bit of my inside to give you a little bit of Hollywood connections to get you connected. Now, the two agents that I work with, one is local, the other one is in Hollywood, Florida. SAG agent, and they, of course, take out a commission when they get you booked. But you have to have really good headshots, and you have to have a good resume. And of course, I have a lot of people that say, well, I'm a natural, I can act. They're going to ask you for your resume, your, you know, bio, your resume that you need. And that's what's really important. So you make sure that you have a good, you know, resume, any acting, any theater, you know, they love that. That's really important. We also work in the other states. So I have agents that work in the southern states as well. But you, again, you have to have good talent. I can't just take a new buddy and get them over to the agency. And so I do manage a handful of talent. And so if you are interested, here is that number. And if you're driving, you can look us up on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube afterwards and see Hollywood Connections. So that number is 727-871-7788, our production line. And hopefully I can get you connected in show business. Now, there's a lot of opportunities for talent worldwide. And I know that we have a lady that's going to be calling in here shortly. I met on a set last week on a music video, and it was phenomenal how the people came together. And that was another thing. We did it for charity for St. Jude's Hospital. And so sometimes, you know, I will do something if it's for a charity or for an event. So kind of keep that in mind as well. So Tommy, today, how are you doing? I'm waiting for Lisa. She's on her way to the station. I'm catching him back.
Well, I'm doing great. How are you tonight,
Dawn? I'm good. You know, Tommy, I don't know. I've got into these like things. I saw something on Marketplace that it's a leg machine. Have you ever seen those? The leg machines?
Yes.
So I have this whole workout thing and I keep buying all this stuff, but I do use it. I use it for sure. And so the gentleman is, he said it's sold to me. That's a good thing. And when Lisa gets here, I'll tell her about the new thing that I have. And I know we have a caller, right?
Tina.
Yes. I know she was trying to call me on my phone and I'm live. Tina, you're on 106.1 FM, The Heat. Are you there?
I am here. Hi. How are you today?
Great. Make sure you're not on speaker because it echoes so much on the air.
Okay.
Yeah. So I met Tina at a music video shoot, and I was so intrigued by all her work and everything that she does for children and for her community and for the world. So I'm going to have to give you a certificate for the best, I would say, motivational speaker, and I have a certificate I'll send you. Tell us, Tina. Seriously. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing and what your event is about and, you know, what you're doing with children.
Okay, well, the name of the organization is called Hugs and Smiles Children's Foundation. And what we do is we unite children of all ethnicities, every background, race, color, culture, religion, special needs through free music, art, and dance programming. And it just so happens that our new online classes are starting this coming Monday, February 8th, with one of our art instructors who happens to be world-renowned. Another art class will be on Tuesday at 5:30 as well for 1 hour with another world-renowned artist. Her name is Meg Jasmine, and she's being featured at City Hall for Black History Month this month. Her art is incredible. So anyone who wants to sign up with her or with Annabelle, they are incredible artists. And we have my music director, who is going to be teaching a dance class on Wednesday, February 10th. And this goes for 6 classes every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Now, is that online or is that local?
That's Zoom. That's going to be online. It's a Zoom. We happen to be we're in Fort Lauderdale, Broward County area.
Right.
So we're 4 hours away, but anyone can go on. It's Eastern time. So if you register for the classes through my website, then we'll send you a Zoom link.
That's fabulous. And what made you want to do this? What brought in your heart to start this foundation?
Well, it's just been really interesting. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life with fashion business and skincare. I always wanted to help people feel better and look better. And I just love kids. And it just so happened that my grandfather came from Poland right before the war, and he was an Orthodox rabbi. And I remember even as a toddler, I heard, and this is 25 years later, of the horror of the Holocaust. So I was raised with that. So we were a minority, and there were so many other minorities that are out there. So we never saw color. We never saw race or religion. We were all the minorities, and we all had to stand together. And what has happened is, as you know, time goes on and businesses have changed, I always say, what did I want to do next in my life? What is the passion? What do I want to feel? How do I want to make an impact? And my father's side of the family always was in the arts. And hence, here I am.
Oh, that's amazing.
So that's how the story started.
That's amazing. So how did you like the music video that we did?
I thought it was fantastic. Wow, Ellen Patrick did such a fabulous job putting all of it together. I really enjoyed it. So, I mean, it was thoroughly enjoyable and very uplifting. And I met some amazing people. So, I mean, how bad could that be?
I know. And we met through Bobby Kent down in Miami with Nighttime Miami TV show. So it's an honor to have you on the air with us. And I just want to thank you so much and give your website one more time.
Yes, it's Hugs, H-U-G-S, and Smiles. ANDSMILES.org and sign up today so I can send you the Zoom link. We're really kind of keeping it down to like 12 people at this point because I want them to get specific attention. And one more thing, Dawn, We are going to exhibit and showcase all the kids' work after these programs are over.
Wow.
There are going to be some of the children who want to go on to the next phase, to talent shows. We are putting that together as well. So if you kids and your and the parents that are there really feel that this is something they want to do and you want to enjoy, I'm encouraging the parents to be on with them. Please sign up. They have a chance to have a better future and hope and get inspired. And this is what we all really need now. So
perfect. Now, what are the ages? What are the ages again that you're looking for?
It could be anywhere from 11 to 17. However, if you are younger and the parents are going to make a commitment for these six classes, absolutely. I mean, if they really say, Mom, I want to do this. Dad, I want to do this. They are in. So I don't want it to come out to be like 5 to 6 year olds because I'm not going to be able to showcase them as well. So if that's the age range as of today, but as we keep growing, I think the next go around will be, we'll have another set of kids who are younger.
Okay. And is there a cost or no cost to that?
This is all free.
All free. Wow. You know, I'd like to talk to you about doing something for kids for a reporter's workshop. I did that with Sherry Reichert, one of my top agents back when she had, well, before in the days. But I'm going to send you everything. That might be something we can find some more reporters. But I definitely want my reporter, Deidre. And this lady does something that helps children on Zoom and classes. And it's phenomenal. And Tina, I met her at the music video shoot. And as Lisa just joined me here. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How's everybody doing? Doing out there? Sorry, I had a little bit of car trouble, but better late than never.
That's okay. You were at the Central Florida Film Festival
yes,
that day.
Yes, I was, and I'm trying to download and send some stuff that we can hear. I was able to interview the People's Choice Award winner for movie there, and they were great.
Oh,
and
nice.
I can't wait. Yeah, it was really, really a great event. Also, a friend of mine, producer, who was there with me,
right.
He's going to be calling in because it was his first film festival.
Oh, my God.
Really excited, and Brandon was just amazing and just really opened up, like, here, what do you need from us, this, that, you know, go over there, do interview. It was just really a fun experience.
That's how I met Tina. Tina was on our set with the music video with Ellen, and that's where, so
that's
anyways,
why I was not there.
Yeah, well, that's Lisa.
Both,
we'll hook you up with Lisa, and I'll get you her Facebook and everything. But Tina, thank you so much for calling in, and much success with that.
Thank you for having me. I so appreciate it. And you have a wonderful evening, and we will be speaking.
Thank you.
Very soon again.
Thank you. God bless
you.
It goes so fast. So, Lisa, I got some fun things to talk about. Today's show is a little bit more quieter because we have your guest calling in.
Yes.
Look what I got from Amazon.
So, I know. I didn't realize
so
that
this,
was that huge. I did now look to see that in person. I know that this could go either way. Stop with the smut talk, everybody. I can see y'all going there. I will block you if you comment incorrectly. This is the biggest water bottle, but it makes sense. It says, good morning at 7, hydrate yourself at 9, remember your goal. I would need 5 of those just to get through a month because I
don't
drink
enough.
But
you're into health and fitness a lot, so you're supposed to drink a gallon of water.
Well, it also depends. Some people have to drink more. It all depends on what your body, what you're trying to do, especially in the bodybuilding world. You will drink a lot of water when you're trying to deplete, and then you poof. You know,
So if you're working out, and this thing is heavy. So anyway, so Lisa, have you heard of that new thing? Because I have this gentleman coming over to drop off this leg machine for me. I have another exercise thing for my patio. But no, it's called the vibrating plate.
Oh, that platform thing. It's a thing and it shakes.
Yeah.
I was gonna
what do you know about that?
Well, I was gonna check it out, and I thought, well, if I do a video for 30 days, it'll be comical as can be. So
that's what I'm saying. I know.
And to see if it really does work, because see, I have 2 gyms where I live at, so there's really no, like, literally, I pass the gym to get to the elevator. So
right.
There's no excuse for me to not be at the gym. That
so
I
you
still
have a gym at your place?
2 gyms.
Oh, nice. We
3
do too.
Pools. I can wash a doggy, and I'm like trying not to rescue a dog right now. And I'm like, Lord, please take that off of my soul, because I don't. 10 floors. It's 10 floors. So it would be
oh,
not
somebody
fun
says you stand on it and it shakes.
Yes, yes, you stand and shake. It's supposed to do like exercise, like instead of exercising. So, hey, I got a good idea. Here's what we'll do.
If I order
No, seriously, you can't see me TikTok, but you can hear me. What I'll do is I'll reach out to Rose Bruner.
Right.
My bodybuilder friends say, look, I need a 30-day workout. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a workout for 30 days.
Right.
And then you're going to, this says it mimics, say,
it
100
does.
Sit-ups or what, like, you got to give me the info on what it does. And then I'll have her do a routine. And then you, every day, do a video for 30 days. And we'll actually see. If it's comparable,
it says it doubles, it triples the calories.
I don't have to work out and look good.
But it's on Amazon. There's a ton of them on Amazon, but I just don't know what one. I mean, there's some for like 80, 100, 150. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So
well, like I, I've been on the Amazon kick, not because I can afford it, but I have to invest in work stuff. And when you're detailing all day in the cold, in the rain, in the wet, in the whatever, it can, earbuds don't work because I need to hear if there's, a boat coming by fast,
right.
Then it's going to make the water and then the boat's going to rock and I can either fall off of the third story because I'm afraid of heights and I get motion sickness and the seasick.
So you wouldn't do good on that one boomerang thing in Daytona Beach that
God,
shoots you
no.
out?
Of course not.
My son went on that.
The right price, anybody can be bought, and I mean that not the way y'all are going to go
that
there.
That looks pretty fun.
Is that the thing where half the people pass out?
Yeah, well, where they probably. Have a wig on and it falls off. I know.
I've learned now that God will put you in situations because if I would have called you crazy and told you like I need to do an intervention. If you told me at 50 years old, I'd be cleaning boats that are sometimes 90-foot yachts and they're 3 stories tall. And I'm afraid of heights, so that's the fun part. I got to climb.
Why does
and
this
look
remind
down.
Me of Overboard? Remember the girl that cleaned?
Yes, I'm telling
the
you.
The second Overboard.
Thank you.
Did you watch it?
No, but I've seen.
No, she
parts
was cleaning
of it.
Boats.
Well, so the great thing is the arms and the shoulders are kicking, and it's actually the whole getting the whole body thing there. But literally yesterday, I had to go home and take a break.
Right.
And literally sit in front of a heater to defrost my feet and my fingers back and do the last boat, which is a really, really important VIP. I can't say who they are, but they're really important. And
like
really,
really
super
important.
They came walking out. And I thought I was going to faint off the boat right there. Like, oh my gosh, what do I say to this person? And they said, hi, we just want to do the boat. Looks great. Can you do us a favor? I said, sure, whatever you need. And I'm talking through my shield because I've got my gator shield on. He's like, go Gators. I'm like, yay, chomp, chomp, And I'm like freaking out going, I'm looking at this person, And I'm thinking I could sell to the paparazzi, kidding around, like, oh, they could go in, whatever. And it was funny because he's like, oh, would you put the cushions on? I said, sure. He's like, just bill me anything, tip, whatever. I said, well, you just email our my boss and tell her what to charge or whatever, because it took me like 10 minutes to put covers on.
Hey, Tommy, can you pull up the second trailer of Overboard, not the original
Overboard
with Goldie Hawn, Overboard 2, because it was so reminding me of Lisa right now, cleaning the boats.
You
just marry some like millionaire.
This is the whole thing. I make a joke to my boss that this poor millionaire sad guy is going to look over and see me detailing a boat and he's going to go, here, come on my boat forever. And I'm going to have to give them a 2-week notice because they're really great people. I just couldn't leave them no matter what, even if I hit the lottery. But what's funny is I was at the boat show. I think I don't know if I told you this. I was at the boat show and I'm like the only female detailer out there because I'm looking and they're all looking at me. I start singing The Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston, and I'm nailing it. And people, my bosses are looking at me like, are you, what, like, oh my God. And then my one Carlos Los, he's hilarious. He's my Puerto Rican buddy. He's like, Mama, why are you detailing boats when you sing like that? It's 7 o'clock in the morning and you can sing like Whitney. And I'm laughing and the whole place is quiet. So then I take my shirt off because we're taking off layers as it's getting hotter in the day. And I've got muscles. And this one guy goes, oh, my gosh, like, look at her. Look at her. And then it's a friend of mine, mechanic. It's a mechanic friend.
Right.
He said, she's 50. He goes, no way. And I was like,
wow. Like that?
I felt so good. They all think I'm Whitney Houston singing. They think I don't look 50. I'm like, all right, I could fall overboard. No pun intended. Ba-doom, boom, boom. And I would care. But it was very cold yesterday. And this is why I'm saying this.
Sorry,
I'm going to be driving around with little Ziploc bags of socks. because I now have a different appreciation for homeless people because we've been giving out jackets. Yeah.
Pray for them out there.
Pray for them, because, and also, nothing is worse than cold feet. And I had to keep changing socks, but I could only change so many pairs of shoes. So,
right.
You know, it was a little crazy.
So in the meantime, we're talking about boats. My husband wanted me to put this out there in March. We're almost done. We have a 37-foot Endeavor with a dinghy, and we're actually, Sunkist Charters is at LLC. We're excited. And so if we're going to be taking charters out on the intercoastal as well as the Gulf of Mexico.
And doing my video for Taken by Surprise song, Why Not on the Boat?
That's right. Hello. That's right. And also remember, the International Christian Film Festival is coming up. And that's in May, as I remember. And we'll be submitting shows and try to get in there and volunteer. International Christian Film Festival. Every star is there. It's amazing. Did you find that clip?
You know, there's a number of overboard trailers.
It would be like
the
original.
I can't tell one from two.
I'll come back there because I have to find it.
And what I can do is also the sponsors of the show, I Love St. Pete Key Tag Program.
Yes.
On Facebook, please look them up. And when I say it's a really great program, if you... Yes, and if you want to, you know, get your business featured and 67,000 members, and it's just really a great program. And also Spooner's Tires and Automotive, 3 locations, St. Pete, Pinellas Park, and over in Largo. So please make sure you go and see the gang over there. They give you 15% off your tires for mentioning Hollywood Connections. So
we also have something new that we just cut a commercial for, called the District Advantage Program. It saves you 20% off your total bill up to 1 to 4 people in restaurants in downtown Clearwater. And it only costs $20 for the entire year. So it's over about, $100, 20% off your total bill. It's pretty amazing. And to give you an idea, all you have to do is go to districtadvantages.com, and we're part of that as well, and you're going to be a part of it as well too.
Yes,
so we're excited because you have your own special.
Yes, I do.
It's a Beauty Queen special. So you're talking to Stan. Hey, Stan, I'm going to pop back in the back room. I have to find this clip for Lisa.
So, yes, I have Stan, the man from I Love St. Pete. Stan, are you there?
Say hi, TikTok.
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. How are you? I'm on TikTok too, so we're on TikTok Live. And because she's got to find this clip. But once again, can never say thank you enough. I know the whole community of St. Pete speaks what I am about to say, that you literally, during the very beginning of the COVID pandemic and where you couldn't find food or toilet paper or diapers or anything, you and Dan, you know, really helped the community. And I want to say thank you a million times over. And with the Key Tag program, I know that there's a relief fund that you also were able to set up, and I would love for you to tell us a little bit about that, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, thanks for having me once again on the show. It's what a great show it is.
Thank you.
And the only reason I know that is because I go to YouTube the next day and I watch the repeat of it. So
you're right.
It's great fun. So the I Love St. Pete Facebook group, which is now just hit 69,000 members.
Wow.
And added 1,500 new members in the last 28 days. It's just nuts. It's just absolutely going nuts. But, you know, when you have the kind of thing that people like, they're attracted to it. So that's what's been happening. There's no, you know, we don't allow any conflict or politics or profanity or any kind of conflict that would put, you know, pit one person against another person. So that's all just, it's all just good, friendly, fun vibes there. And I think that's why we've been so successful. And we did start back in October 2019, we did start a program with little rewards key tags for local businesses, because we were being inundated with spam, and we wanted to help out local business, but we didn't know how to, you know, separate the wheat from the chaff, as it were. So we came up with a program, and that if you want to partner with us and you want to handle our little key tags that say St. Pete, I Love St. Pete Rewards on it, then you'll be legitimately able to advertise in the group. And we just want you to offer some sort of, you know, special offer or discount to our group members. And it just took off. It absolutely took off.
See, I'm going to do that with our boat, Stan. When our boat is ready for charter in March, it's around the corner, and I can't wait to advertise. We have an amazing crew of people that are with us, and my husband's a captain. So I will definitely be doing this for sure.
Oh, you do that?
Yes.
Now, we have more than one boat charter in our list of, I mean, we have over 200 companies now that are all signed up for this. But that doesn't seem to matter. You don't need to be an exclusive. You just need to be a presence in that group. As long as you're a presence there, you're posting regularly, and you're fun about it, and you got a nice little graphic and a picture, and, hey, here's some pictures from our latest trip, and, you know, show the giant fish like people like to do.
Right.
Then it's just all about name association. They associate your name, the name of your company, with your frequent posts and your you know, just the fact that you're positive and upbeat and everything's good. And it just works. What can I say? I had no idea. It just works.
That's phenomenal what you did for the community. You know, how are you doing with the homeless out in St. Pete? I was curious about that. Are you helping any of them as well? You were talking about with the cold weather.
I know that he has donated personally and got hotel rooms for families for situations that were homeless, got people out of domestic violence. Stan, I know you know more than me, but I read everything all the time, and I love St. Pete. But yeah, please share what you've done. I mean, he's put people in homes and helped fix roofs, and it's just, it's amazing what you've done.
Well, it's a lot of stuff just happens. You know, I walk into it backwards, stumbling, and it just happens. You know, I decided to start this fund, the Emergency Relief Fund, and just say, hey, folks, if you want to chip in, chip in. And that was just back in August. And to date, we've collected over $63,000 that has all been given away. Mm-hmm. To people in our group, you'd be surprised that a group of this size where you've got 69,000 people in it, a lot of those people are hurting very badly, especially during our pandemic. And I have a lot of single mothers who have lost their job, and they can't afford to pay their electric bills or their water bills. And that's where we've been able, that's where the thrust of our impact has been.
That's phenomenal. God bless you for doing that, for everything. I know, Lisa, you have another caller. He's letting you know. I know.
Yes, it goes so fast. It goes so fast. But thank you so much, Stan. And please give the website to the I Love St. Pete Key Tag Program, if you would, please, and also the Relief Fund.
Sure. Well, it's stpetekeytag.com. And if you go /locations, you can find a place there where you can go pick up your own free key tag and then be open for benefits, features, and discounts to over 200 local businesses, and we're adding two or three new ones every day. And then if you go /911 instead of /locations, the stpetekeytag.com/911, there's a link there where you can donate to our Emergency Relief Fund, and there's also a list of all the locations we could compile that are giving away free food, food banks, and other charitable organizations and other resources for people who are needing things during this time.
Awesome.
Yes.
Wow, Stan. Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Happy Valentine's next week.
And I have one more sponsor here. I got to do my shout out to Sean Bailey and the Galley. They have amazing prime rib, and I would have been there eating it, but I had to be here for the show. So rain check, Sean, and the peeps out there, y'all definitely need to check out the Galley.
We're trying to do our Valentine's special next week.
We
have a gentleman that wants to interview three women in their 50s and 60s about-ish.
Okay, well,
about
15 minutes. Does that count?
Well, we've got another one. So we're going to do a woman and the man. So I'm working on that this week.
You got it.
And, we'll see what happens. There's a love connection.
You never know.
It could be through here.
But all I know is I was, once again, because of this show, because of Hollywood Connections and my beauty queen title, I'm able to get into events, and I was so blessed to get into the Central Florida
Film Festival. Thank you for going.
Yes. I mean, it was a two-hour drive. It was a long drive, but I do it again in a minute, and it was really, really great to see people out there that I knew. And what the best part was is my friend, who is a director and a producer and has his own company up in Atlanta, he was able to come and help me. And it was his first experience at a film festival. So, Daniel, are you there on the phone?
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Woo, Hollywood Connections right here live.
Yes, yes, Daniel.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I feel great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, it was our pleasure for sure. But what did you think of it, you know, being your first festival? I've been at, you know, several. And my first festival, I forgot to interview Kim Coates and William Fichtner. I stood there talking to them, but because I was so new, it was my first festival, I didn't know what to do. I just stood there and talked with them, and we had a blast.
Well,
I did that
with Mel Gibson when I was on Lethal Weapon. You know,
that's right, you were on the Lethal Weapon.
I did.
And you forgot to interview.
Yeah, and he was, I was younger. All right.
Yeah, we want to go, so, that's a whole other show. Yeah,
so tell us what he does.
I mean, Daniel, please tell everything about what you do up there in Atlanta. I joke, I call it Hot Atlanta because, you know, that's what everybody calls it.
What we do here is mostly post-production. That's our bread and butter, but we also do offer production. We have several teams. We have teams in Tennessee. We have teams here in Atlanta. And we do have a colleague also in Tempe that does video.
Oh, okay. We definitely need to get him connected down here with us and everybody here. I didn't realize there was a St. Pete connection.
That's basically Felipe.
Okay, yeah, we could definitely get a hold of Felipe. That'll work for sure. So, but yeah, go ahead, continue, please.
And your website, so people can see what you do.
Okay, well, we mostly use Vimeo. Our Vimeo, you can find this as Night Owl Post. So Vimeo.com, Night Owl Post, / Night Owl Post. We also have Instagram, Night Owl Post as well. That's basically our biggest social media. We're not like really using social media that much lately, but yeah, you can find us there.
Okay, great. And when you were at the festival, what I know that you made some connections, and I know that you know, you were able to help me interview some of the some of the directors and everything. And what did you think? I mean, what did you think as far as hopefully that you'll be able to, you know, submit a short film or a video or something from your collection at one of the next film festivals? Because we already are invited to the one in June in Colorado,
right.
And I already told them about you.
Yes.
and Felipe. I said, yep, we'll be there. Just give us the dates and we'll find it. So, you know, what else do you want to do from here? Do you want to submit something to some of these festivals and be able to be there and get an award?
Well, Lisa, to start, this was a great experience for me. Yeah, it was my first festival, and I actually graduated from Full Sail University in 2018. So I did come to the United States to study film production. So being in my first film festival with you guys was just an amazing experience, and highly suggested to anybody in film to attend these film festivals. Because it's where you get the chance of meeting all these different type of people that are actually in the industry, right?
Correct. And it's all about connecting with people.
Yes, and
exactly.
That's what we do. We have agents under our show. We help people get connected. And I just actually worked with another agent, and I've got some good information that we're working with. So yes. The work is picking up, which is great. Now, a friend of mine just sent me something. If you were over 65, which I'm not there, thank God.
Me either. Even though you think I qualify for McDonald's coffee, I don't yet. I promise. I'm only 50. I barely make the
well, it pays $50 about up to 3 hours on Monday. I have the email of somebody. Casting's coming in all the time now, which is great. We want to thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, Daniel, thank you. And if
well,
you would please
you
give
for
your
having me.
Yeah, and if you would please give your website information slowly, and that way they can find you in Atlanta and check you out.
Yes, definitely. It's going to be Vimeo.com.
Okay. And Instagram?
/Night Owl Post.
Post. Okay, we will definitely put that up on our website, and I will be talking to you soon, and hopefully, you know, you'll be helping me with some of the work that's coming up here for the show for sure. Up there, we've got VH2. He's the VH2 connection that I was telling you that
perfect.
He's already up in Atlanta, so he can help with the shows up there, and then
yes.
We can just go
VH2.tv network.
Yes.
We're working on some things
if you
with
would
them.
Send, I'll give you Daniel's email, and Dawn will send
you
the information.
Oh, we'll hook you up for sure.
Yeah, and then that way send you right to him, and he's got somebody right there.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
That'd be awesome. So. Well, again, thank you. I know.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. So, my husband's birthday is on Tuesday.
Oh, that was so sweet that you played my message. Most people can't play my, I'm not a speakerphone person, and that was so sweet.
February 9th. He's not 55 yet.
That's my grandpa's birthday.
Yeah, I can't do the big 55 thing. No. But anyways, here's a cool thing. I did find him a Yeti for $129 on eBay.
I could believe,
well, with tax. So he is so excited. And then he wanted a weather station, you know, that kind of spins around. So his mom's getting him that.
Yay.
It's all good. So before we go on, I know you have some other things you want to talk about as well. And I know, Tommy, this is so funny. Okay, so if you haven't seen Overboard 2 yet.
No.
Okay.
Now I'm going to have to because
she,
of the clean
she
the
cleans
boats.
So, right. Okay, every time I watch it, I'm going to think of you. Okay,
yes.
So Tommy, are you ready to roll that clip? Okay, listen, Lisa.
You got it.
Lisa, listen.
For the rest of my life.
No!
You're very attractive for a carpet-cleaning lady. Although you maybe could do something with your hair. Yeah. No, that's not it. It's your face. Yeah.
Lisa Zachary, could you be a doll and get me a little snack?
You know I was just hired
He's
to
on
do
the boat.
Carpets, right?
You're fired.
I bet you haven't worked a single day in your entire self-absorbed
He's a very
life.
Rich man on the boat.
Help! My equipment! He is the devil. I owe the cleaning company $3,000
off the
and
boat.
They fired me. Rich people, we get away with everything.
She's a girl from Mom, the blonde.
Yeah.
I love her.
Oh, okay, yeah. This will
I
work.
Don't know what day it is. I don't even know my own name.
Amnesia in our little town.
That's him. I have an idea.
It's a cute movie.
It is poetic in its justice. I'm here to pick up my husband.
You mean my wife?
For better or worse, baby.
I'm poor?
Yep.
Daddy! How come they don't look like me?
We had to use a sperm donor.
I'm sterile. What do I do for a living? I'm pretty sure I've never worked construction. I might be more suited for light office work.
I'll go easy on you.
Hi, honey. How was your first day?
Let me see. What?
Anyways.
In the morning.
So, oh, that is, yeah. But she's cleaning boats, and so he throws her stuff over, and it's Lisa. When you tell me you're cleaning boats, I'm thinking of you doing this. It's so funny.
Because like it's funny. The 305, as my son will tell you, like don't let my mom's smile and pretty curly hair fool you. She'll get you. Like she's from Miami, and it's funny because I didn't really realize like. What I had gone through in Miami and things and situations that I'm like, wow, I was in that situation. And, you know, when your father, you're supposed to be at a friend's house staying over and that you're at the place where Two Live Crew sang the song they weren't supposed to sing and they got arrested. Well, I ended up being on the news because I was there and we all knew somebody who got us in. And my father's like, so, the next day, so, how was Stacy? He says, oh, it was great. Really? Well, that's back when they had beta tapes, remember?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He recorded the news. Like, he always recorded the news at night, and then he did record the news, and he showed me myself. Well, I think I was grounded for 2 years. I don't remember. I know it was something. So, this quarantine, everybody makes a joke. Like, Lisa, I prepared my whole life from 7th grade to 12th grade. I was grounded more than I saw daylight. I saw my room. It was...
Well, you know, it's funny. I remember I was down. I had my Beauty Queen reporters.
Yes.
I had a bunch of them at the time in Miami for the carnival.
Gosh. Yes, the big yes.
The carnival. I don't even know if that's even going on now with this stuff.
Uh-uh.
But anyways, I remember I went down and I got on the news. They put me on the news and I didn't go to work that day. So, of course.
You called out sick.
Oh,
that was sick. Bad.
And they sent me on the news with my girls. They're like, Dawn, okay, we don't believe you anymore.
No, when I owned Subway, I worked with the worst morning. It was like morning sickness all day. My doctor was like, eat chocolate, ice cream, cake. Like I lost 16 pounds my
on
first
Subway?
3 months. No, I was working. I owned Subway and I was pregnant.
Oh.
So you could not call out. If I could show up to work literally having to stage trash cans so I could make it to be, you know, ill.
Right.
There was no. Hangovers are not excusable. They are a self-induced illness. You didn't catch it from somebody. So everybody knew if they were hungover. And in Claremont, it's a small little town. It used to
be. I love Claremont. Yeah.
Yes, I'm from this. So and everybody knew the bars. So everybody knew where everybody was the night before, so don't even try to call out, because all I got to do is call people and go, hey, was so-and-so at the bar? Of course she was. You know better than that. It's Thursday night. Of course she's there. She lives there. So it was just funny, because, you know, the thing about the whole bars and everything.
So do you think with the Super Bowl, do you think that people should be off the next day?
I think it should be a given that anybody that partakes in, you know, wine or drinking, it's pretty much like a given. Especially when Tampa Bay wins, the place is going to go nuts. You know, this whole town's going to go crazy. Fergs, you can't even, you had to reserve. So everybody's like, well, we're going to stand in the street. Well, that's in front of the police station, so this ought to be good. Like, I almost want to sit out there with just my phone and go live just to watch the...
Well, we have something the next 3 days. I had a friend call me. We're supposed to host an event with the Super Bowl wives, husbands, the Tampa Bay of the Super Bowl. I already said we're winning.
We already won the Super Bowl. That's God. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody put your money on Vegas. It's green 13. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
But it's supposed to be an hour or two on hosting on a big stage. So if you want
you and I are going to be hosting on a big stage.
That wouldn't be fun.
Let's do it. I'm telling you, we are the next Huda and Kathy Lee. We haven't been discovered yet.
It's supposed to be tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. I'm not sure what times yet. I sent you everything, too, through the email.
Yeah, and then I'm going to go to my bosses and tell them.
I'm waiting for my leg machine to come now.
I know. I'm dying laughing because...
My husband's going to go, you bought something else again?
You can't make this up. And then hopefully, like, it's just funny because every time I turn around, like, at 3 in the morning, it's so funny because I can tell how your day's gone. Like, you've been doing everything on TikTok and whatever. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, you're still awake posting stuff.
I've been good. I mean, I've been working.
I haven't really
haven't bothered you.
It's cute, but you haven't, and I appreciate that because I can't, like, if I turn that notification off, then everything else will be turned off, and then I don't get up. Yeah. Then, you know, but it's funny because at like 3 o'clock in the morning, the first thing I do is like, let me see what Dawn's up to, and it's either something she bought or look what we did this. Or if I was like, oh, look at that. I'm like, yay, I'm so happy for her.
I have a rhythm. Now I have a rhythm, and everybody out there, hey Chrissy, she's watching on TikTok.
Yeah,
no, I put some spa music on the TV set, and then you can just fall asleep, like pretend you're getting a massage,
and just
close your eyes
and fall asleep.
Yeah. And your dog's licking your feet.
Your dogs love me. That's so hilarious. I love when I come over there, and it's like, okay, they sit on my lap and they won't leave me alone. But I'm like really trying.
Well,
hard.
Sandy's gained some weight. Sandy Beach, my Jack Russell.
I love, just so cute. Yeah. Everybody tells me, don't get a man, get a dog. And I'm like, oh, well.
I gotta find out
how. We're going on 4 years of being single. And look, I posted this, and everybody on Facebook land is dying laughing because
anything goes here on the show tonight.
It is fun. Like, there is not scripted, but it is funny what I post, and people love it. It says, so, why are you single? ? I've narrowed it down to either my looks or my personality. Get it? See, that's so me, because I'm not, everybody's like, wait a minute, you're not
Have
ugly.
You tried any of the dating sites?
I haven't, because really, with the career fixing to take off and things that I'm doing, like, you know, I may not have the purest of mouths, and sometimes I may drop a curse word here and there, because I am human, I'm sorry, but it happens, but my heart is pretty much pure, and God knows, I've said, God, you've got to literally go, that's the one, because if
Yes, you're talking about God, beaminghope.org.
www.beaminghope.org.
So I got to tell everybody, when you start in your prayer life and you're praying and you get stronger and stronger. So I had an amazing, do you have more things to talk about too?
No.
Okay. I had the most amazing God dream the other night. It was like my walk. Okay. Here we go. Here's my dream. And if you want to interpret this, let me know. So I'm walking up these stairs, and I get up to the top, and then I'm like, whoa, I kind of walked up way too far. I look down. Of course, I'm like way up there, like past the sky, like looking down. And I start to step down, and then God picks me up and says, I've got you. Trust me. And, oh, I saw his cloak and my – it was so – I woke up. I was so – I was anointed. I was just like, wow, what a dream. And I'm like flying with him in the air. And my husband goes, Dawn, I can't fly in my dreams because he used to skydive and he falls to the ground in his dream.
Yeah, me too. That's the scariest thing. But you know what that means? I looked up that up.
What does that mean?
Okay, with you and the whole trust, you're fixing to go to the next level and you know you're fixing to go there.
But I tried to go down my own way.
You're like, oh, no, I need to go back. No. He's telling you, trust me, I got you. We're going up now.
Yeah.
Remember what I said to you, because remember, I'm doing the documentary, okay?
Yeah.
Remember I said to you remember the first show that I had to do when Denise's husband passed, and then you and I here, and it was Russ who was there, and then Russ came to church.
Right.
He came to church one time at church, and he got...
He's an actor.
Yes, he's an actor, and then he got, a godly man, then he got to jobs in California. He kept looking at me and turning and looking at me and turning, and I said, what's the matter, Russ? He said, why do I see a movie set here? Hello. And he says, I'm going to play your ex-husband.
He
your
would do
documentary
good at that.
Is going to become a movie. What are we doing? We're doing a I'm laughing because wow. I'm only two away. One is New York Times bestselling author, and the other one is either The Voice or America's Got Talent. That's the last of the five dreams. You've already had me on the... Wow. Wow.
I know. My mom always would say, you know, it was her birthday the other day, you know, she would have been like 79. You know, I can't believe that. But, you know, she shows up in my dreams sometimes. And that's kind of cool, you know, when family members. And that's really hard. You know, anybody that's going through that loss right now, anybody, it's very difficult. And I just, you know, just keep your faith up there and, you know, just keep smiling and trusting God.
My hard thing is some people say, well, you know, like one of my closest friends, Eduardo, like when I say literally, like other people have seen him and it's like, it's almost like they say he's letting us know, like, I'm watching, so you better. I mean, he was telling through people what my ex-husband, like through channels, and it's crazy, but some people go, oh, you don't leave him in peace. He's not in peace because he's following. I said, no, I trust me. Mm-hmm. He is in peace. It's like he's letting me know. And I felt his presence so much. And I remember he told a friend of mine when she asked me, like, look, I'm not even friends with you on Facebook. Not that it was a problem, but what does that guy look like? Mm-hmm. And then when she told me the dream that, you know, she had last night, and when he said, please remind Lisa no matter what to never stop singing. Well, the girl a week ago says to me, hey, I gotta tell you something. You better never stop singing. So I was like, oh, whoa. Now here we are. That's what I'm doing, and I'm going to be releasing the song with the documentary because the song is so spiritual that it's once I can't ruin it or people won't want to see it. I can't tell why the song is so prevalent, but mm-hmm. it's literally, everything took me by surprise, but it's called
And
Take
you're singing
by
so, and you're doing so much for so many people as well, and helping, you know, your community too, and there's so much more coming around the corner, and we only have, 2 minutes, Lisa.
I know,
it just goes so fast, and I want to thank everybody on TikTok for watching as well. I'm Dawn Reese, and Tommy, thank you for being here tonight. It goes so fast.
As always, our producer, thank you, Tommy.
And any other last words or anything? We have 2 minutes.
Actually, I just want to let people know that there's a lot going on in St. Pete this week, especially with the arts. And the lady that I had on last week, Jennifer, she had a mishap and an accident, and I have shared on my page a GoFundMe account. She was doing a mural.
And, I shared
and
that.
You did. Thank you for sharing that. So those, please, Joanne, Jennifer, not Joanne. We are praying for you. And also, Joanne, with Love Thy Neighbor and Made to Order, give the gift of house cleaning for Valentine's. Ladies, gentlemen, that's a no-brainer right there. You just got...
And you were talking about a Beauty Queen special in Spanish.
Yes, that's what we're trying to get going. Have anything in Spanish.
I don't think we do here,
Nothing.
Tommy, do we?
We don't have Spanish shows. So, told you.
Yeah,
bring
just...
It.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
We're
good.
Listen to you.
We have a Greek show.
We have a Greek. Oh, Greek. I think
that's
good.
Right.
I was like, yeah, Greek it is.
So that's what I'm trying to do, too, is with these new reporters. They're all getting their half-hour shows coming up.
And I'm hoping to do an hour or two half-an-hours. I love the What's Up, St. Pete and getting ripped with Lisa V. I've got a lot of bodybuilder friends that are cheering me on. And, yeah, we'll get it done.
There you go. So anyways, so Hollywood Connections, I don't know why it's telling me an SOS service on there.
I don't know. I'm like, SOS.
You're trying to go on
sending out an SOS. The police.
Lisa does sing, and she just recorded her first song.
We're finishing it. Yeah, we're going to be finishing it with Nick, and it's called Take It By Surprise. And it's just weird how, like I said, God will put people in your path that don't know you and say, why am I telling you got to finish the book? And why am I telling you you're going to Nashville? And I'm just like, whoa. Like, it's weird.
Yep.
It'll take your breath away sometimes because I am spiritual. So those of you out there who may not believe, trust me, you'll believe after you see my documentary.
We've got a lot of exciting things with the, remember, if you're looking for something fun to do, the International Christian Film Festival.
Yes.
You want to be in movies and commercials, go to frontrunnercasting.com. Sign up. It's free. If you want an agent and you are a good actor, get in touch with me, 727-871-7788, our production line. And we're looking for talent to come and sing. We need singers. We're going to do this big talent contest here in the spring coming up, and we're looking for everybody. So remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And if you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't sleep, get on your knees and start praying and say, okay, why are you waking me up? And see what he does in your life. And I'm Dawn Reese.
And I'm Lisa V.
We'll see you next Wednesday. Have a great week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.